This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Cubs will enter into a consent decree with the U.S. Department of Justice. Media reports say the three-year settlement gives the team time to fix violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The agreement says the Cubs must improve accessibility for wheelchair users in and around Wrigley Field. Some Illinois faith leaders and elected officials are calling for Democratic Illinois State Senator Sarah Feigenholz to step down. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports Feigenholz responded to a tweet on X amplifying a post that suggested Westerners should move to an Islamic country and stick their heads in the dirt multiple times a day for enlightenment. That post also compared Muslim women to cattle. Feigenholz has deleted her response. Dilara Saeed heads the Muslim Civic Coalition and says they've engaged with Feigenholz in the past.
We invited her to events to better understand us as well as ask questions, if there were any, so that she would know how to better serve us.
Feigenholz apologized and said she had made a mistake. A project to reduce overbank flooding in South Suburban Robbins is halfway done. A large part of Robbins sits on Midlothian Creek, and that's a tributary of the Calumet River. The project is being done by the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago. It will create a new stormwater park and pond. Those are natural storage spaces for rainwater runoff. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the focus is on draining.
Try to make it certain that people who live in this community don't have their homes flooded and have a good community to be part of.
Durbin earlier this year secured $20 million for the district to address excessive flooding in underserved areas, including Harvey and Blue Island. And Day of the Dead events are underway in the Pilsen neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. My colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana is there.
People are gathering at Dvorak Park for the 45th annual Dia de los Muertos celebration. The free event is celebrating the Mexican tradition known as Day of the Dead, where people celebrate and honor the deceased. Children are getting their faces painted to represent sugar skulls and calaveras. There's a DJ, arts and crafts, and vendors. Organizers say it's one of the city's longest-running Day of the Dead celebrations. The highly anticipated hour-long community procession begins at 5. Reporting from Pilsen, I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana with WBEC News.
Weather clear and cool tonight, a low in the low 40s, and then Saturday sunny and seasonable with a high in the low 60s, rain Sunday through Tuesday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.